Yes, good morning, good morning. It's time to wake up. It's time to be productive. It's your host with the most energy. It's your guy, Zeus. Yes, it's time to get out there and accomplish some goals today, baby. No time to be sleeping. No time to be lazy today. You feel me? You got to get up. You got to start moving forward. You got to start being the change you want to see. So today is that day where you want everything in your life to start working out for you. You have to start grinding. You have to start moving forward. You have to wake up and move towards something. Just don't sit on your ass doing nothing. You feel me? Anyways, sometimes we're lost. We have no clue in what direction we're headed into. You feel me? It's like we know what we want out of life. We know we want the successful part. We know we want to live good. We know we want to, you know, be able to take care of certain, you know, take care of bills and certain things we want. But at times, we just not willing to apply ourselves and move forward to making that happen. You feel me? We all got to understand everything in life is a process. You feel me? It's not a one and done process. It's a slow process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to, just because you start working hard today, doesn't mean that tomorrow you're going to be hit with the opportunity in your life and things are going to, you know, everything's going to change, even though that could happen. But realistically, come on now, how often does that happen? You feel me? You got to be realistic with yourself. That doesn't happen too often. So, you know, you got to be willing to put in the blood, sweat, and tears. You got to be willing to put in the work. You got to be willing to sacrifice a lot. You got to be willing to sacrifice everything just for a little bit of happiness. And it's, you know, sometimes we look at that and we're just like, shit, that's crazy. You know, that we got to sacrifice so much just to have a little bit of happiness, a little bit of stability, a little bit of something to keep us from falling, from backsliding, from, you know, from finding ourselves on the street. You know, it's one of them scenarios where it's like you have to know what you want either at a young age, or you have to know what you want right now at this moment at an older age. A week and a half, I'll be 30. You know, it's another blessing, it's another year. Everybody's asking me, what am I doing for my 30th birthday? Honestly, I'm not doing anything. I'm happy to see 30. You feel me? I didn't think I was going to live past 24. So now just to say I'm going to be 30, you know, it makes me look at life and be a lot more appreciative. But I know I could do better. I know I could be better. I know I could be in a better situation than I am. But I love what I do. I'm happy what I'm doing. I love my job. So it's like, you know, it's more so how could I use this blessing, this talent, this knowledge God has given me, this wisdom God has given me to extend my brand, you know? And I feel like that's right now, that's my goal. I want to extend my brand. I want to be a brand. I want to make Barbosa Boxing a legit brand. But I also know that takes time. That takes a little bit of, a little bit of more sacrifice, a little bit of more hard work, a little bit of more working, a little bit more money, a little bit. It's a lot of things I could sit here and I could just check off, you know, things I'm going to need and how, and you know, how I'm going to go about it and what I'm going to do. But, you know, I'm just going to tuck my head down and move forward and pray and, you know, go day by day, knowing that God's going to place me in a direction where, Everything's gonna come in full circle. Everything's gonna come to light. Everything's gonna come to fruition. Everything's gonna be okay in the long run, because, you know, I understand that the process is not gonna move the way I want it to move. It's not gonna move how I want it to move. It's gonna move on it's gonna move the way I perceive it to move. You feel me? The way I work, the way I educate myself. I push forward. As long as I stay consistent, and as long as I stay grounded, and as long as I stay true to myself and to what I want to do, I'm going to succeed. I'm going to make it to the next level. I'm going to continue progressing, because my faith is very strong, you know, and that's one thing you gotta have that gotta trump almost everybody. You feel me? Is your faith gotta be strong. You gotta have faith. You gotta be willing to not be able to see it, not be able to touch it, not be able to feel it. But you gotta be willing to go out on the limb and say, you know what? I know I'm gonna get it one day. But I'm just gonna continue grinding. I'm gonna continue moving forward. I'm gonna continue being productive. Because as soon as you stop and you look and you start looking in the world, as soon as you stop and you take a deep breath and you start looking in the real world, you could easily get distracted. So I mean, there's a lot of distractions out here in this world that could take you away, that could pull you away from your real goal. The thing is, you gotta keep your eyes open. You gotta stay focused. You gotta have that tunnel vision. A lot of the greats out there, and you know, I'm starting to realize this now, a lot of the great people out there right now, you know, celebrities and even people we don't even know that impact the world on a daily basis or you know, they sacrifice and they're being they're working hard, they're grinding, they're doing what they need to do, but they're doing everything they need to do in silence. You feel me? Nobody watches them, nobody sees their postings every day. They don't post every day. You feel me? Because they're out there working, they're out there making their dreams come true. So they don't have time to post and post on Snapchat or to post on Instagram or to post on Facebook unless it's work related. You feel me? I feel like all our social medias and shit like that should be used for work related stuff, for lifting people up, for moving people forward. You see, we live in a generation now where we fucked up. When I say we fucked up, we fucked up. Like, we elected an asshole into the White House. You feel me? Like a lot of racial tension, you know, between different cultures is starting to pop up randomly when we ain't really had... When racism was always around. I'm not going to sit here and act like it never was around. But now it's like... How I want to say it's more... It's more common now. Like, it's like... You walk up to somebody. Oh, you racist? Oh, all right. It's like common. Like it's like bumping up to somebody and being like, yo, you work? Going up to a grown ass man asking him if he works. You feel me? You got a job? Like real rap. And you know, majority of them will say yes, and then you'll be surprised and some will be like, nah, I don't have a job. But the reason I say it's compared to asking a grown man if they work is because it's common. You feel me? It's common that we have racism now. It's common that a lot of shit in this world right now is fucked up. I feel like we're changing back the hands of time rather than moving forward. But you know, that's no here or there. You feel me? That's just how people are. But I do feel like there are people that are really good and genuine out there. Like I mean, color is color. You feel me? I've never been the type to look at color and judge you on your race or on your ethnicity. I've never been that type of person. And you know what? I'll never be that type of person because, you know, I love all people, white, black, Chinese, Asian, yellow, green. I love all types of colors, man. I love everybody. I try to spread that positive message, and rather off than be consumed with hatred and negativity, you know, I wanna shed a light on positive people. You feel me? On the positivity that's happening in this world, on the people who are not letting the negative fuck with they positive movement and the direction they're moving in. So, you know, it's a matter of understanding. It's a matter of knowing that there's more to life than just hate. You feel me? That there's happiness. You feel me? There's joy. There's love. There's peace. You feel me? We gotta as a nation. You feel me? And you know, I don't know much about politics, but I feel like as a nation, we are stronger together than we are divided. When we're all divided apart, we fuck up. We don't do good. We don't make the best decisions. You feel me? When we're divided apart, we don't do the right things. But when we're all together and we're working as one, you feel me? Shit works out perfect. And not to bring back old shit, but it's like 9/11. When 9/11 happened, everybody united. We all came together. We all loved each other. We all, yo, everything's gonna be all right. You know, there was a lot of people lost in 9/11. You feel me? A lot of people who lost families, loved ones, everything. And it's like we showed compassion, we showed remorse, we showed love at that point. So it's like, yo, we need that. We need that right now because, you know, we got a clown in the White House, you feel me, who's okay with violence, who's okay with racism, who's okay with certain things that are happening right now, that we have to be the change. We can't expect our president to be the change we want to see. We have to be the change we want to see. Because ain't nobody going to do shit better than us. You feel me? Ain't nobody going to be the best version of yourself than you. You feel me? You have to be the best version of yourself. You have to spread love. You have to spread compassion. You have to spread happiness. You feel me? You can't expect somebody else to bring that for you. You can't expect somebody else to do that for you. You have to be willing to do that. You have to be willing to find that within yourself to be like, all right, well, you know what? There's not too much to be sad or upset about. I got a roof over my head, food on my plate, a bed to sleep on, a good job. I'm making money. You know what? What am I really complaining about right now? Listen, man, there's a lot of people out there right now that would kill to be in our worst position. You hear what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there right now that would kill to be in our worst position. Because there's some people out there who are not fortunate like we're fortunate. Who are not blessed like we're blessed. You feel me? You really got to wake up and see everything you have. You got to wake up, walk out your door and look. And just look at what you live in and just look at what you're around. If you're able to walk out your crib to walk to your car, yo, you're blessed. You got more than most. And you're fortunate. You got to be really thankful about that. Like, you really got to be thankful about that because there's a lot of people. Listen, man, I live in Cherry Hill now. And I used to live in Allentown. There's a lot of homeless people out there. You feel me? Who don't got a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of. And that's just the God honest truth. So you gotta be thankful. You gotta be grateful for everything you have in life, man. It's all about positivity. It's all about a mind state. It's all about an emotion. You feel me? If you could change your emotions and control your emotions to be happy, to be positive, to be joyful, to be grateful, to show gratitude, to have faith, you're gonna see that everything you want in life is just gonna come right to you. It's not gonna come to you right away. It's gonna come to you with time. You feel me? Because God has to test his best soldiers. God has to make sure you're in this for the right reasons. God has to make sure that you're not doing this just to be greedy, to be inconsiderate, to not be humbled. You feel me? You gotta sometimes think that God puts his best, his toughest and best soldiers through some of the hardest things. But as long as you keep your head down, you keep your faith, and you keep moving forward, you will see that God's going to look out for you, man. He's going to have your back 150%, you know? Well, anyway, that's my message for the morning. You know, I just hope everybody, I hope this touches somebody. This hits somebody at home. You know, let's let them know, like, oh, all right. It's a change of mind. I gotta change my mentality. I gotta change who I wanna be. I gotta change the way I think. I gotta be the change I wanna see. I hope this really moves somebody this morning because this is coming straight from the heart. This is not. I didn't write this down. You know, I'm just speaking my mind right now. So, I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. You know, if you're up and listening to this, I hope this motivates you to start being the change you want to see, to start being grateful for things, to start having faith. You feel me? And you know, let's make this place a better place. You feel me? For you and for me. Anyway, everybody have a wonderful morning. Have a great day. All right? Peace.